Marat, as a radical, found himself the enemy of many moderates, or centrists, including a young woman from the countryside named Charlotte Corday, who visited him one day in 1793, claiming that she had a list of traitors who should be executed. Finding Marat in his bath, Corday fatally stabbed him, and soon was executed herself. Marat's death had the reverse effect that Corday hoped for. He became a saint-like figure and a martyr, and the revolution merely became even more radical. Though the revolution embraced the Enlightenment ideals, those ideals were still confined to mainly men. When a playwright and social critic named Olympe de Gouges proposed that women be included under the rights of man and of the citizen, she met the same end as Charlotte Corday. The revolution had quickly become a bloodbath, and most of the citizens killed by the guillotine were not the enemy estates, but members of the third estate. If a neighbor overheard you calling the king his majesty, or calling someone Mr. Monsieur instead of the new version citizen, supposedly this could be enough evidence to send you to jail and then to the guillotine.